The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio LA. This radio program talks about the good, the bad, and the ugly of real estate today right here in Los Angeles. Take the opportunity to ask your host, Gil Ascarati of eXp Realty, one of the fastest growing real estate companies in the United States, about his incredible experiences in the real estate market. From agents to owners to property managers, fixing and flipping houses, and everything in between, he has seen it all. These topics and more right here, right now on Real Estate Radio LA. And now your host, Gil Ascarati.
Welcome everybody, Gil Ascarati of eXp Realty. Welcome to Real Estate Radio LA, a show dedicated to real estate right here in LA, not a generality, specific, right here, today's interest rates, today's politics, today's homelessness problem, today's prices, right here in LA. I am Gil Ascarati. I am the realtor to the stars, and you are all stars to me, with a huge responsibility of saving the American dream one show at a time. So my DRE number is 01298646. This program is for information and entertainment purposes only. Please consult your attorney, CPA, or qualified professional before you do anything. Don't blame it on me, right? eXp, the fastest growing real estate company in the country for a reason. We are cloud-based. We are changing the world. I really feel like it's the Amazon of real estate. The world is changing, and that includes real estate. Traditional real estate is done almost like Blockbuster used to be, brick and mortar. We are cloud-based. So any agents out there, please reach out to me and if you want to change the world, because I am changing the world, one real estate agent at a time. So based on the hot real estate market, the hottest market ever, right here in Los Angeles and here in California, here in the United States, people think a house will sell itself. I hear it all the time. Oh my God, I put up a sign and it sold itself over a weekend and somebody had an open house and got 30 offers and blah, blah, blah. Selling a house is different than closing on a real estate transaction. It is a business. It is a big business. And most of the time it is your largest investment. So my show today is dedicated on buyer beware and seller beware, because it's not that easy. Good real estates make it look easy. My interview today and my topics today is with a good friend of mine, a great real estate attorney, Lloyd Mann of Mann and Zarpis in Sherman Oaks. Lloyd Mann, welcome to Real Estate Radio LA, buddy.
Good afternoon, Gil. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's my pleasure. I know we've been talking about doing this for a while, so thank you for taking the time. And you don't compensate me. I don't compensate you. This is just great information. And we're trying to find topics that are good for our listeners. And you and I spent some time together, but first of all, I want people to know who the man is behind the name Lloyd Mann. It's a great last name, by the way. I know you've heard that many
thank
times.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about you, how long you've been in business, and how you got into this particular type of lawyering, if that's a word.
So, Gil, my background is that I'm a Californian. I was born in Santa Monica. I grew up in the San Fernando Valley. I went to public school from grammar school to high school in the Valley. I am married. My wife is in a management position at a major pharmaceutical company. We have three kids, and we live where else in the San Fernando Valley.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Birmingham High School.
No kidding. Wow.
Today it's Lake Balboa.
You're exactly right. And then you went to college? Did you stay local, or did you go...
I went to USC for college.
Brother.
And after being a Trojan for 4 years, I went to Sacramento, the University of Pacific McGeorge School of Law, and then returned to Los Angeles.
Lloyd, I did not know you were a Trojan.
Absolutely.
Did I tell you the story about my cousin being Sam Darnold's center?
I don't think you've ever mentioned that.
Sam Darnold never took a snap that wasn't from Nico Falau, my cousin. Yeah, and that's interesting radio right there, especially real estate.
I didn't realize you were such royalty. Well,
and you and I have known each other for a long time, and I did not know you were Trojan. So, thank you for that introduction. Tell me about your Man and Zarpus. What your specialty is? What are you guys really? What's your bread and butter?
So our firm specializes in all types of business law. Both litigation and transactional work. I do a substantial amount of litigation with an emphasis on real estate disputes. Many times those disputes are resolved through mediation or arbitration, but sometimes they wind up in court in front of a judge or jury. And I've tried cases in many different courts, state courts, probate courts, federal court, the U.S. bankruptcy court. And of course, I've been involved in many, many mediations and arbitrations.
And that's really what our topic is going to be about. So we'll take people along the process of a real estate transaction. When it goes good, it's all warm and fuzzy. It's a beautiful business, especially I love doing it, handing somebody the keys and saying, welcome home. And we looked and we fought for it, and it's beautiful. But when it goes bad, it goes bad, and it is stressful. So when I tell people your house sells itself, yes, and then when it goes bad, it will be your biggest nightmare. So we're going to sort of take people through that process. Let's start with the good faith deposit, the importance of it, and what's it for?
So I always tell my clients that a deposit is really the best way we've figured out so far to enable the potential buyer to demonstrate that he's really serious and sincere about buying a house. It's a show of good faith that the buyer has made up his mind to buy that house unless something comes out in the inspection process that causes the buyer in good faith to change his mind. You want to know if you're selling your house that potential buyer absolutely really wants your house and is just not trying to tie it up for a while he looks at other houses.
Right.
And that's from the seller's perspective. But deposit is a way of avoiding that possibility, that someone may just be interested in looking at your house, tying it up while they're looking for other homes.
And then the buyer will say, hey, I don't want to tie up my money. You know, I don't want to put – what's fair and customary usually for a deposit?
Well, generally, you're looking at maybe about 3% of the purchase price.
Okay, so in a $1 million house, $30,000 is usually fair and customary, and I totally agree with that. So $30,000. So the buyer's going to say, well, I don't want to tie up my money. And the seller's going to say, well, I don't want to tie up my house. So usually it's about $30,000 good faith deposit. There comes a point in the transaction where the buyer did his inspection, he got his loan, he did his appraisal, and he's going to release all his contingencies, right?
Correct.
So now I always say, and it could be, it's negotiable, 10 days, 15 days, whatever it is, 17 days, and the buyer releases his contingencies, which means there's no real reason for him not to buy the house, correct?
That's correct. I mean, and that's one of the things I also remind clients of, to stay in close contact with a real estate agent on the contingency deadlines and the various deadlines that you face. Because if you have 9 days to do a particular inspection, and then on the 10th day you say, I don't like what I found, you're out of luck usually.
Well, in the old contract, it would automatically be removed. Now, one of the things I think is a really good for a buyer, good for the seller, adjustment to that is on the 10th day, it doesn't automatically go away. And again, it could be the inspection, it could be documentation, it could be loan, it could be appraisal, whatever the contingency is. And for those of you who don't know, contingency is just a reason the deal is depending on it and you can get in or out based on those contingencies, right?
Yes. So the whole purpose, I mean, yeah, go ahead, Bill.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that, a lot of times people ask, why do I even need a contract? We're best friends. We're going into business together, or we're buying this house together, or he's buying my house. The purpose of a contract is to enable the judge to or arbitrator to know exactly what the parties agreed to before the transaction and before the transaction went south.
And what the rules are. So if 17 days, all your contingencies need to be removed, the buyer now is going to sign something that says, hey, let me ask you this, Lloyd, interest rates are going up. I removed all my contingencies, and all of a sudden, the interest rates went up. Can I get out?
You are you have signed a contract. And when those contingencies have been removed, you are still obligated to proceed forward with the contract. If the other side says, yeah, it's okay because not only have interest rates gone up, but the value of homes has gone up, I might be able to get a higher price from someone else if he agrees to let you out, then that's acceptable.
You can mutually agree to anything. Right. Mutually agree to anything, and they can get out. The buyer gets his deposit back, seller goes back on the market, whatever, and things change. But if the buyer says, hey, you know, something changed, I lost my job. I lost my job. 2 weeks ago, I had a job. I got loan approval. Now I've lost my job. He's contractually bound because the seller has taken the house off the market. They're already packing. They're ready to go, especially when the money goes hard. That deposit goes hard. So now let's, in this example, the deal went south. The buyer or the seller wants to get out. What's next? What's the next process?
So the deal has gone south. The buyer or seller wants to get out. Let's say the buyer wants to get out of it, and if all of the deadlines have passed, the contingencies, et cetera, he is going to need the seller's consent to cancel the escrow. But see, escrow companies are not judges. They don't determine who's right or wrong. So if I, as the buyer, just go out and tell the escrow company, I can't do this, I would like you to cancel escrow, escrow is not going to, an escrow officer is not going to take it upon herself to cancel escrow unless the other side is in agreement. It
needs to be mutually agreed, and escrow is an independent third party.
Right. So now you have this escrow that's open. The buyer's deposit of, say, $30,000 is still there. The buyer wants to cancel and get his deposit back. The seller says, not so fast. That's you are in breach of this agreement. And then the seller is going to have to make a determination of how he wants to proceed to enforce his rights.
And the seller is always like, hey, Gil, the way you explained it to me is he removed his contingencies. He has to buy my house. Where's my 30 grand? Right?
Right.
And now the process of going to mediation, automatically now in the contract, it's you have to mediate. Explain mediation for me real quick.
So mediation is a, you know, first of all, I'll tell you, I've never been to a mediation that's been a total waste of time. They're always helpful, even if you don't settle the case. But a mediation is a relatively informal process where the parties get together. Modernly, we now do it through Zoom or video because of the pandemic a good percentage of the time. But generally, the parties get together with a mediator. Now, in these with the real estate contracts, often the mediation company is designated as the California Association of Realtors, and the parties would select someone from that panel at the California Association of Realtors to try to help them voluntarily resolve the dispute. The mediator doesn't have any authority to order anything. He can't say you were wrong to retain the deposit, or he can't say you didn't breach the contract.
It's not binding. It's an independent third party, again, trying to reach a mutual agreement, help you guys reach an agreement so everybody can move on. Hey, Lloyd, I'm going to take a break real quick. Can you stay for after the break?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, buddy. This is Real Estate Radio LA with my guest, Lloyd Mann of Mann and Zarkis. We'll be back right after this. Attention seniors, is your family all grown up and out of the house? Are you still living in that big home with all that monthly maintenance? Maybe it's time to downsize, or should I say, right-size. Gil Ascarotti here, VXP Realty, your trusted real estate guy on the radio. If it's time for a smaller house or moving closer to family, take advantage of today's hot real estate market and call me for a free, no-obligation home evaluation. More than likely, you're sitting on a gold mine. That's money you could use for a comfortable retirement, to travel, or to help family members. Don't lose it now, this late in the game. Call me, Gil Ascarotti of eXp Realty, to help you plan your next move. 818-632-8006. That's 818-632-8006. Or go to realestateradiola.com. That's realestateradiola.com. And remember to tune in to Real Estate Radio LA every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 870, The Answer.
DRE number 01298646.
Welcome back, everybody. Real Estate Radio LA with my guest, Lloyd Mann. We're talking about mediation when a deal goes bad. So finish up on mediation real quick, Lloyd, and tell me, who pays for mediation?
Generally, both sides will pay. It's usually 50-50. There are two parties involved, buyer and seller. The first step is to initiate the mediation by selecting a panel. Usually you can start the process off online at whatever mediation organization you're going to use, such as the California Realtors. Eventually they'll schedule a date for the mediation. The parties go in either on their own or represented by attorneys. They can do either. And the mediator will sometimes have an opening session where all the parties are in the same room at the same time. And then after that, he'll separate the parties. Some mediators prefer to just start out with the parties separate from each other. And the mediator will just go back and forth. First, he usually tries to find out much about the background of the dispute. What happened? Why are we here today at a mediation instead of celebrating the purchase and sale of a house?
Right.
And back and forth until at one point he'll say to one party, what is your demand to settle this case? He'll go to the other side.
Make him an offer.
Yeah, make him an offer.
And
just
get
try
that,
to narrow the gap.
And get that ping pong to not stop, right? Is you just go over and knock it and keep it going. And usually they go sometimes 3 hours. And if I understand, and you and I agree to this, I mean, a good mediator is priceless. I mean, a good mediator is really telling you both, you do not want to go to arbitration. You do not want to roll the dice. This is, reach an agreement today, because you can spend a lot more money in attorney fees than what you're really fighting for.
A mediator is almost always going to explain to the parties what you just said and sum it up by saying, therefore, a bad settlement is usually better than no settlement at all.
Yeah.
And very often that's the case. It's not always the case, but very often it is, because either arbitration or litigation, they both can become very expensive, whereas mediation, if you have an agreement, it may not be what you wanted exactly, but you at least have certainty with respect to what's going to happen, and so you know how to move forward from that day on.
And put this thing to bed. A lot of times, and I haven't been in mediation or arbitration a lot of times, but I get through divorce and I've been in some businesses, and the person I'm representing will go, why is the mediator so strong with me? I said, good. He's telling you the truth, and he's going into the next room and doing the same thing.
Yes, if he's strong with you, chances are when he goes to the other room, he's just as strong with the other side. He doesn't have a position. He doesn't think you're right or he's wrong. He doesn't make that assessment. He just wants to try to narrow the gap and reach a fair resolution that both sides can live with.
Right. And a lot of times our human beings are saying, hey, this is the way I see it. You're going to lose, right? Settle. Okay, so they don't settle. For some reason, egos are involved. They're just, everybody's fighting. Next step is arbitration. Tell me a little bit about the difference between arbitration and what's arbitration about.
Okay, well, the next step would be arbitration if the parties initialed the arbitration provision in the contract. But if, assuming they did, or assuming they agree to arbitration, the matter is submitted to arbitration, similar to the way you submit a matter to mediation. You can start the process off online. Whereas most of the mediators are either attorneys or even real estate professionals, typically the arbitrators tend to be, some are attorneys, but a lot of them are also retired judges. And so the process starts, the retired judge or attorney is appointed to be the arbitrator. He'll contact the different sides and try to learn about the case, usually in an initial telephone conference. And at that point, he'll know enough about the case to say, okay, we can schedule this for arbitration 3 months from now. I know you want to at least do a little discovery to find out about the other side's case, but in 3 months, everybody should be ready.
And this is binding.
This is a binding arbitration, meaning that when you go in there and you put on your testimony and evidence and witnesses in the same or similar way that you would if you were in a regular court in front of a judge or jury, that the arbitrator will eventually, after the matter is submitted to him, issue a decision. And that decision is binding. And what that means is that that decision will be then taken to a courthouse, the Los Angeles Superior Court, if that's the county in which you're located, and that court will take that decision, that arbitration decision, and convert it into an actual judgment, as if you went to trial or you were in front of a judge or a jury.
So in our example, so you've won, right? Or you've lost or whatever, and they agree that that $30,000 is going back to the buyer, going back to the seller. And then now you take that document and you go into escrow and you say, I won. Now escrow is allowed to release that $30,000, correct?
Yeah. Well, generally the way it works, by the way, you said the return of the $30,000, but that's not all, because the person who, the buyer who's getting his $30,000 back had to spend $15,000 or $5,000 or some amount in attorney fees. And generally the contract, the sale contract, will have an attorney fee provision that says if you ever have to arbitrate or litigate, as long as you go to a mediation first, whoever the winning party is will be rewarded attorney fees as well. So sometimes a party can be awarded $30,000, let's say, for the return of the deposit, but an additional amount of 15 or even 30 or even greater than 30,000 to add to that amount. Then once you have your decision and your judgment, you can take that and show that to the escrow company, and at that point escrow is obligated to do whatever is necessary to comply with the judgment.
Correct. Now you don't need mutually agreed because now you've got a judgment. So you've either won or lost or whatever. But that's the biggest point. We're only talking about $1 million transaction, which in LA is not a big deal. I mean, every house is almost $1 million right now. But this is the same thing in commercial or a $3 million house. Now you're talking about $90,000 deposit. And that's why the deposit is so important for both parties, but usually for the seller. You know, you should say, oh, you know what, I don't need a big deposit. No, you do, to keep everybody honest and having something worth fighting for.
Yes, you want as a seller, you want the buyer to understand and realize that that not proceeding with the transaction is not a viable option for him, because he will suffer from that.
Exactly. And then the seller wants to move on, and he can't move on because it could be a list of pendants and it can stop the whole transaction. So that's why mediation is so important, is to reach an agreement where you're not, you know, you can both move on. And a lot of times, I tell people all the time, it is so stressful. You do this for a living. You know, I get really involved with my clients. It is very, very stressful to go through court. Hey, Lloyd, tell me a little bit what else you do. Tell me what other topics you do and how we can get a hold of you.
So in addition to real estate law and real estate litigation, I'm involved in other types of litigation. Sometimes there's litigation in probate courts where there's a contest over a will where one party says, that's not the actual will that says my house is, that the decedent's house is going to be left to my brother Bill. The actual will is this one, which says I get the actual house. And so that's called probate litigation. We do that. Sometimes a person files a bankruptcy, and there are issues that arise out of the bankruptcy. For example, you want to argue that the bankruptcy debtor should not be entitled to forgiveness or a discharge of all of his debts. So there would be litigation on whether or not all of his debts should be discharged.
Lloyd, I got one minute. Let us know how we can get a hold of you and Mann and Zarpis in Sherman Oaks. Give me a phone number real quick and repeat it a couple times.
The phone number is 818-789-0510. We have a website at mannzarpis.com.
Repeat your phone number one more time.
818-789-0510.
You are awesome. I really do have a lot of respect for you. If you're listening and you have a dispute and question, please reach out to Lloyd Mann. Lloyd, you're the man. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
God bless you, buddy. Hey, okay, Wilmer, can we still say God bless you? We can still say God bless you. God bless you, everybody. God bless America and God bless our troops.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio LA with your host, Gil Ascarati of eXp Realty. If you would like to contact Gil directly, go to realestateradiola.com. That's realestateradiola.com. Or call him right now at 818-632-8006. That's 818-632-8006. If you're interested in learning more about the unique selling propositions he's spoken about on the show, or if you're a licensed real estate agent looking to join a successful team, Gil is looking for talented, ambitious professionals all over California. Log on to realestateradiola.com or call Gil at 818-632-8006. That's 818-632-8006.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.